My journey of faith has been a very varied one. The path that led me to come to Nora had many twists, turns, and surprises. Like so many of us here, from what I've gathered, I didn't begin as a Unitarian. We all come from different walks of life and walks of faith. My family was and still is very devoutly Roman Catholic. It's the environment I was raised in. Church every Sunday, Sunday school as a youth, religious education classes every Wednesday night through the entire school year, all the way through my junior year of high school and confirmation. My faith background was very strong. I knew there were other walks of faith out there. I just would look around New Ulm and see how many different churches are in the community. But I only understood what I was following, and that was Catholicism. I considered myself a Catholic. I received a lot of grief from the select few individuals growing up simply because my faith was so strong. As I got older, I became active in the church and other activities, went to retreats to explore my faith. I was fortunate enough to be a member of Cathedral in New Ulm that uses music highly during their services. Singing has always been a deep part of how I practice my faith, and I'm very honored to be doing that here at Nora. One area where my religion came to light most was through Boy Scouts. The final tenet of the Boy Scout law is a scout is reverent. I took that statement to heart. In scouting, the troop being sponsored by a Catholic organization was very based in Catholicism. When we'd go to events, we'd go to Mass, but we welcomed scouts of other faiths. And I did get a chance to talk to a few, but when you're a kid, you don't have those deeply religious conversations with your friends. I remember working on the religious medals in scouting, and I thought of it most recently because my son is in Cub Scouts and Anton is getting ready for that area. And I remember seeing the pages, three pages in the scout book, depicting all of the various religious medals that are available. Interesting side note, there is no medal for UU. And it just shocked me how many different religions are out there and were depicted on these pages in a scout book. But I just took it in stride and kept going with what my Catholic beliefs were. My first of two crises of faith happened my junior year of high school. Looking ahead, I was looking ahead to my senior year, graduation, what do I want to do, college, military service. And then I got a crisis of faith in the most unusual place from two separate sources. One was a religious retreat that I went to that helped me to explore what my faith was to me, not just what was being taught to me by the church. The second part of that was actually an assignment in my AP World History class. Following my ideas at the time, I dived right in and picked a topic that I felt was appropriate, the historical Jesus, rather than Jesus as a cornerstone of faith, but as the man. So I began to read. And read. And read, not realizing how much of a hot-button topic that was at the time. I aced the paper, but at the same time, I had learned a lot more. Those two factors led up to my actual crisis. This is not something I've told often to very many people, but it's something that I want to say today in front of this community. I was trying to make the decision if the path for me was to become a Catholic priest. I started asking a lot of questions. Questions my family couldn't answer. Questions my friends in the church couldn't answer. Questions that priests could try and guide me with, but they couldn't answer. For the first time in my life, in my faith, I was alone. I had to discern that for myself. And that's the actual term that the Catholic Church uses for that choice, is discernment. This went on for a couple of years. All through my senior year of high school, a couple of major life choices. I decided to try a year of college first, and even as a college student, finally free to do exactly as I wished, no parents standing over my shoulder, I was still an active Catholic. I was active in the Newman Center on campus and went to Mass every week. And the entire crisis of faith seemed like I was going to go down that route. Then I met the woman that became my wife and the mother of my children. That ended that discussion. At the same time I was building that relationship, I was also studying new ideas in school. Enter crisis of faith number two. I wasn't studying theology, but I was taking up the academic study of religions, trying to broaden my educational basis. And I found that there were other ideas out there. Taoism, Buddhism, Hinduism, Sikhism. And these philosophies, especially in some of the Eastern religions, made so much more sense. A lot more sense than Catholicism, a lot more sense than Christianity. Combine these thoughts with a partner that highly frowned on organized religion and was a self-professed agnostic, my faith crumbled to pieces. It came crashing down and for a time literally ceased to exist. I didn't know what there was. I didn't know what I should do. There were other ideas that I could follow that were different from everything I had known growing up. And most of them made sense. But what to pick? And with my partner and her opinions, I couldn't put them into practice. And I pretty much stayed that way for the rest of my marriage. 8 years later, that marriage came to an end. Amenably. And I'm a happier person for it. We just grew apart. And then I met Jenny. We started talking about many things together. Part of those conversations touched on her membership in the UU community in the Twin Cities. I began to ask questions. There'd been a hole inside of me for years that was seeking direction. Seeking something. I couldn't tell you what it was. I can't tell you what it was now. But I began to wonder if the UU community would help fill that void. She let me explore it, gave me a couple of books. One of them was simply an exploration of the seven principles. And it clicked. Everything fell into place. It felt right. When she moved down to New Ulm, she encouraged me to come along to Nora. When I first came here, I didn't know what to expect. Jenny tried to tell me kind of what I should expect, but every parish is different. I hadn't been back to church in about 8 years or so. What I found when I came here floored me. On the drive home the first day, I was speechless. When the words did finally come back, they came out in a gush, and I was very excited because of what I had found. Here I found a sense of community. Sense of belonging. I was welcomed with open arms by so many here. I felt safe. I felt safe in my beliefs. I felt safe among friends. I felt safe to continue my journey and explore where I would go, in whatever form it might take. Nothing railroaded, nothing forced. Just free to choose my own way. And for that, I give all of you here a resounding thank you.